Today's daf is Baba Basra daf Pei Aleph. We're holding toward the end of daf Pei Amid Beis. We were in the middle of discussing how a tzaddik is both like a tamar and an erez, and why we have the comparison to both trees, considering that the trees are very different from each other. And we're about to get into how there are actually very many different types of arazim, and not all arazim have the same characteristics. Then the Mishnah on the top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph is going to talk about how many trees a person has to buy in order to be kone karka as well along with those trees, and what the ramifications are of that. Meaning, if you own karka, so how does that change what your rights in the tree are versus if you don't own the karka and you only own the trees? What about overgrowth of the trees to the extent that it's affecting the rest of the field? To what extent are you allowed to keep however many branches continue to grow from that tree? So that is going to depend on whether you own the karka or you only own the trees when you bought X number of trees in the karka. Then the Gemara is going to have a suggestion of Shmuel that Reb Meir holds that we say that a person is mevi bikurim vekore, that he brings bikurim and he reads the parshas of bikurim, even if he doesn't own any land whatsoever. He just buys peros in the market, that he'd be mevi vekore. That's going to be Shmuel's suggestion that Reb Meir holds that way. The Gemara is going to reject that. The Gemara is going to first ask several questions and answer them, but then it's going to ask a question where it's clear that Reb Meir does not hold that. You have to own karka in order to be mevi vekore. And the bulk of our daf is going to be about bikurim, because just as in our Mishnah, the number of trees that you own may have an effect on whether you own karka or not. Well, whether you own karka or not also has ramifications with regard to bikurim, because a person can only be kore the parshas bikurim if he actually owns karka, if he owns land. The Gemara is going to discuss why would we ever have a situation where a person is maybe bikurim ve'inokore, that you'd bring the bikurim but don't read the parshas bikurim. Make up your mind: is he chayiv or is he not chayiv? If he's chayiv, then he should be maybe bikore. If he's not chayiv, he shouldn't be maybe at all. So the Gemara is going to suggest no, situations where you're maybe ve'inokore are really suffik. You have a suffik whether you're chayiv. So the Gemara is going to talk about how do you handle suffik bikurim. What about Trumos? What about Maestros? What do you do with the situation of Safik Bikurim? What about the fact that it might be Chulin Ba'azara if it's not Bikurim? So that's going to be the bulk of our daf today. So let's begin. We left off right in the middle of a sentence. We were in the middle of saying how the nature of the Erez tree, it sounded from our Mishnah, is that it's Gizom, from our Mishnah we were discussing how certain trees that you sell, or from the Brisa rather, that certain trees that when you sell, you have to make sure that you leave enough that the person will be able to, that when the buyer who takes the tree when he bought it for the wood has to make sure that it's able to replenish itself. But one of the things that we mentioned was that when it comes to an erez, when it comes to a razim, so it was ein gizo machlif. It doesn't replenish itself, so you might as well take the entire thing. It's not going to grow back anyway. So the Gemara said, is that true? Isn't that the point of the tzaddik being compared to an erez as opposed to a tamar? That whereas a tamar is ein gizo machlif, an erez is gizo machlif, and it is able to regenerate itself. So five lines from the bottom of the page, the Gemara said, alacha ma'eskinan b'shar minei arazim, that there are different types of arazim. So in other types of arazim, certain types of arazim it's gizo machlif, other types of arazim maybe it's ein gizo machlif, and therefore it's not a stira at all. How many types of arazim are there? Kitarava baravuna, damarav baravuna, amri beirav, yud minei arazimain. There are in fact 10 different types of cedar trees. Shenemar, Pasuk says, etei b'midbar, erez, shita, vahadas, ve'etz shem, and asim v'gomer. So the Gemara translates what's each the Gemara identifies each of the types of arazim that the pasuk lists. Erez is arza, shita is tornisa. The Gemara knew what these things were, obviously. Hadas is asa. Eitz shemen is aparsima. Barush is barti. Tidar is shaga. Vitashur is shurvina. So that's how we identify each of the 10 arazim. Says the Gemara, well, I can count. Hani zayin havi, that's not 10, that's only 7. So kias rav dimi amar, hosifu alein, that in addition to the 7 listed in the pasuk, we also have alonim, almonim, and almogim. Alonim are butni, almogim are bluti, and almogim are ksisa. Igadarmi, some say no, the 3 to add to the list that do not appear in the pasuk are Aronim, Armonim, Almogim. Aronim are Ari, Armonim are Dulvi, and Almogim are Ksisa. So these are the 10 types of Erez trees. Some of them are Gizomachlif, some of them are not Gizomachlif. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara tells us Rabbi Yehuda holds Dalid Mine Arazim Heim, that there are 4 types of Arazim. There's Erez Katrum, Eitz Shemen, Baruch. The Gemara explains that he's Cholik on Rab Barav Huna, who holds that there are 10 Minei Arazim, and not just 4 Minei Arazim. Tosus over there raises the question that in Maseches Sukkah on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara says that the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda is that you're only allowed to use for a Sukkah, for Schach, the Dalad Minim Shebalulav. That only the 4 minim that you use for the mitzvah of dalad minim is kosher for the mitzvah of sukkah. So Tosus and the Gemara over there asks, from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda's machshir erez for schach, how could it be that you're allowed to use erez for schach? It's not one of the dalad minim shabalulav. So the Gemara over there answers that Rabbi Yehuda allows erez shel hadas. One of the 10 types of arazim is a hadas. So that's why it's allowed. But l'chor, that's difficult, because if Rabbi Yehuda holds in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that there are only dalad minei arazim and that there are not 10 minei arazim, and hadas is not one of the dalad minei arazim, so how's he going to answer the kasha of the Gemara that dalad minim shabluv are the only things that are kasher for a sukkah? So Tosus suggests that the whole machlokas about how many minei arazim there are is only with regard to mekach u'memkar. When you say, I'm selling you an erez tree, can you provide any of the 10, or do you have to provide one of the 4? But as far as how many minei arazim there actually are, everyone agrees there are 10 minei arazim. But mekach u'memkar is tali b'lashon b'nei adam, it's tali on what people generally mean when they say erez tree. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda says, maybe people only mean 4 of the 10 types of arazim, but really in a chinami, of course there are 10 types of erez trees, there are 10 types of arazim. Okay, says the Mishnah, Hakoreh shnei ilanos b'toch shdei chavero. If a person purchases 2 trees in someone else's field, hareze lo kana karka, he has not been kona any karka, all he owns is those 2 trees. Remeir omer kana karka. Remeir says 2 trees is enough. If you buy 2 trees, you have also been kona karka together with those 2 trees, meaning it's considered as if you've purchased a stay ilan. Buying 2 trees is buying the field as well. And therefore, now the Gemara goes back to the Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, since you only own the 2 trees and you do not own the karka, higdilu lo yishofe. If the branches grow out wider, you're not obligated to cut them down. Says the Rashbam, why not? Lo yiktososan bala karka. The guy who owns the karka can't say, your branches are growing out further than I wanted, they're blocking the sunlight from my karka. He's not able to cut them down. Afal pi shatzel ra lebeis hashlachin. Even though the shade that those branches are providing may be bad for his field, dekivan dein lo karka lebala ilanos shari shibi lo sadeh lutzorich ilanos kol tzorchan shalmanas ken lachad. Since the guy who bought the tree is not getting any karka, so what's his relationship with the karka? Is that the bala karka is meshabed all of his karka to the needs of this tree. And part of the shibud that the bala karka has to the needs of the trees is that the trees can grow as big as they want, and the bala karka may have to lose out in the sense that it's going to provide damaging shade that the bala karka is not interested in. So it's ironic, because the person who bought the trees does not own the karka, he now has more rights in the karka. See, if he did own karka, he would only own the karka that's there, that the trees are covering at the time that he bought it, and any extensive growth would be beyond the limits of what he's allowed to do, and the guy who owns the rest of the karka could demand that he cut it down. But since he doesn't own any karka, his kocha yafa, that gives him the upper hand as far as how much the tree can grow. V'ha'ola min ha'geza shalo, and whatever grows from the stump of the tree, the Baal Ilan is allowed to take that, because that's part of the Ilanos. U'min ha'shrashim, but whatever grows from the roots of the tree, shel balakarka, that belongs to the balakarka. The roots themselves probably belong to the Baal Ilan, but whatever grows from the roots is considered to be growing in the karka, not from the tree, and therefore that belongs to the balakarka. The imesu, and if the tree dies, ein lo karka, the Baal Ilan doesn't get any karka. He never owned any karka. He only owned these trees within the karka. But if kana shlosha, kana karka, even the Tanakhama would agree that if you buy three trees, then you've purchased a stay ilan. Then you own the karka as well. Higdilu yishva, and there yishafa, and therefore, if it overgrows, the branches overgrow, the bala karka can demand that you cut down those branches, because you only own the amount of karka that you had at the time that you purchased those trees, that the trees need at the time that you purchased those trees. But to the extent that those trees continue to grow out and damage the karka that still belongs to the mocher, that's just like having a tree in your property that's growing into the neighbor's property and is damaging the neighbor's property, where the neighbor can certainly demand that you cut down those trees. Va'ola min ha'gezu min ha'shrashin shalo, and whatever grows from the stump of the tree or from the shrashim of the tree, he's allowed to keep, because he not only owns the tree, he owns the karka as well. So even that which grows from the shrashim, he's allowed to keep. The imesu, and if those trees die, yesh lo karka, he's entitled to the karka as well, because he didn't just buy the trees, he bought the karka as well. Now, the Rashbam writes over here that by three ilanos, the karka is considered like a stay ilan. The karka is tafel to the ilan and is therefore sold along with the ilanos. But if it was only two trees, the karka is not considered a stay ilan. It's not tafel to the ilanos, and it's therefore doesn't go along with the ilanos. There is a machlokas rishonim. When we say that if the sheet of the Tanakhama, that two ilanos, that the karka is not sold along with it, is that even according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that mocher ba'ayin yafa hu mocher? Or maybe no. When we say that if you buy two ilanos, you only get the ilanos, you don't get the karka, that's assuming that a mocher ba'ayin ra'a hu mocher, that he's selling as stingily as possible. He's selling you only what he says explicitly that he's selling to you, but the karka, which he doesn't say explicitly, is ayin ra'a, he's not including. But if you were to hold ba'ayin yafa hu mocher, then maybe the karka does go along with it. The sheet of the Rashbam and of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and when we see it's the sheet of the Rashbam and tomorrow's Daf as well, is that according to Rabbi Akiva, that Mocher is buying Yafa Mocher, even when you buy Shnei Ilanos, the Lokech gets Karka as well. Our Mishnahs assume like the Chachamim that a mocher is ba'ayin ra'ahu mocher. And that's the sheet of the Tosos Rid as well. That even though that according to Rabbi Akiva you get karka by Shnei Ilanos as well, but you're not kona beineyam v'chutzlam kolmo or v'salo like you would by Gimel Ilanos. Even Rabbi Akiva would distinguish in some way between Shnei Ilanos and Shlosha Ilanos. You get more karka when you buy Shlosha Ilanos, but still Rabbi Akiva would disagree with our Mishnah. He would say that even when you buy Shnei Ilanos, you would get some karka. That is the sheet of the Rashbam and the Tosos Rid. Tosos and Daf Lam Zayin and Beis points out within the sheet of the Rashbam that l'chore, even if you buy just one tree, you acquire the karka that goes along with that tree as well. Because the reason of mocher ba'in yafa is shayich by one tree as well. It's not about the number of trees. Whenever anyone's being mocher anything, he's being mocher ba'in yafa according to Rabbi Akiva, and therefore you should have the rights to the karka as well. That is the shita of the Rashbam, the Tos Rid, that this is all, our whole Mishnah is only within the shita of the Chum, the Mocher Bayin Ra'a Mocher, but it would be an entirely different story if you assume like Rabbi Akiva. The Rov Rishonim disagree with that. The Ad Ramah, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Rad, the Tosos, Rov Rishonim disagree with that and say that even according to Rabbi Akiva, you don't get karka when you buy Shnei Ilanos, because getting karka is not taloi in Ayin Yafa or Ayin Ra'a. ra'ah. Getting carcass tali on whether the carcass considered tafel to the ilanos, whereby you now call it a stay ilan, or if it's not tafel to the ilanos. So it has nothing to do with the sugya of ayin ra'ah or ayin yafa. So that's the shita of Rov of the Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim that also relates to whether or not your own karka. Hakona shnei ilanos b'toch shel chavero. If I buy two trees in my friend's property, mevi ve'ino kore, those trees grow fruit, I have to bring bikurim from those fruit, but I do not read the parshas of bikurim. We're assuming like the Tanakama in our Mishnah, this is Tanakama l'shitasam, that the Chum l'shitasam, that you mevi ve'ino kore, because you don't own the land. You only own the trees. You only bought two trees, so you don't own the land. As Rashbam explains, ve'ino kore, why not? L'fi shalo kanakarka, ve'lo karina be prihadama asher nasatali. Part of the mikra bikurim is you have to say priyadama asher nasatali. You have to say that these are the fruits of the ground that you have given me. Well, if you don't own that ground, you don't own that land, you can't say it's part of the land that you have given me. So you can't read the parshas bikurim. Right? The Gemara is going to discuss at the end of the daf, why not? I mean, it's just reading psukim. What would be the big deal if you just say some psukim? So, but the Gemara is going to say in one answer that it's mechzi kashikra. It sounds like you're telling a lie, that this is the land that you have given me. No, you don't own any land. Rameir Omer may be v'kori. Rameir disagrees, and Pashut Pshat, at least at this point in the Gemara, is that this is Rameir l'shitaso, that you can be kore. Why? Because Rameir holds in our Mishnah that even if you only buy two trees, you are the proud owner of land as well. So why not? So you could be mevi v'kore because you own the land. But Pashut Pshat is that Rameir would hold if you had a situation where you didn't own the land, where you only bought fruits and you don't own the land, of course you cannot be kore the mikra bikurim. It's only for people who own the land. It's just that a mayor holds buying two trees is enough to become a landowner. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is going to be mechadesh that we're misunderstanding Rameir. That Rameir's shita by bikurim has nothing to do with whether you own land or not. That Rameir's shita by bikurim is going to be that you're always allowed to be mevi v'kore, even if you own nothing. Because says Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, mechayev hayo Rameir afilu b'lokeach peros min ashuk. That even if you go and you buy peros from a shuk, you go and you don't own any land. Your mom is just go to the fruit store and buy some peros. That you're maybe vikare. You could bring bikurim and bikare the parshas of bikurim. Mimai. How do we know that? Why would Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel think that that's our Meir Shita? Midiktani Mishnah Yisera. From the fact that we have this second Mishnah, Michti Tanale Diyesh Lo Karka. If it already says in our Mishnah in the fifth parak about Basra, that according to our mayor, when you buy two ilanos, you own karka, do I really need a Mishnah Bikurim to tell me that when I buy two ilanos that our mayor holds, that you can be mevi v'kore? Of course you're mevi v'kore. If you wouldn't be mevi v'kore in this case, when would you be mevi v'kore? You own the trees, you own the karka, of course you're going to be mevi v'kore. So it seems like a totally extra Mishnah in Meseches Bikurim, something that's entirely unnecessary. So it must be that the Mishnah Bikurim is coming to teach me an extra chiddush beyond what I would have known automatically from our Mishnah, and that is that no matter how you came across these peros, even if you just bought them from the shuk and you have no ownership of any karka whatsoever, still you're allowed to be mevi v'kore. You could bring the bikurim and bikore the parshas bikurim. So asks the Gemara, is that so pashut? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk say asher tavi me'artzucha, that the mitzvah of bikurim is from the fruits that you bring from your land? And according to Rabbi Meir, at least Shmuel's understanding of Rabbi Meir, you could bring bikurim even from fruit that you buy in the supermarket. That's not from your land. Answers the Gemara, asher tavi me'artzucha shouldn't be understood so narrowly as from your land that you personally own. No, ha'ulu mu'utei chutzala aretz. Asher tavi me'artzucha just means that it has to be the produce of Eretz Yisrael. It can't be produce of chutzala aretz. That's all we're saying when we say asher tavi me'artzucha. Tosas raises the question. Tosas, wait a second. V'achinami darsh perek reishis hagez artzcha l'mutei chutzala aretz. Yeah, we have such a drasha in Chulin as well. But v'tema amai itzrich miyuta. Do I really need a pasuk to tell me that I don't do bikurim from peros chutzala aretz? Hamar b'sof perakam Tamid the Kiddushin, Kal Mitzvah Sheitli Ba'aretz, Einu Nagas, Al Ba'aretz. Very simple rule, the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin has, any agricultural mitzvah is limited to Eretz Yisrael. So, Bikurim is an agricultural mitzvah, it's something that's totally on the payros. So, Mele, it's going to be only in Eretz Yisrael. Why do I need a special drasha, Shetavi Meretzucha, to tell me that this mitzvah doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? I don't have any special drasha to tell me that Truma doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, or that Maisu doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz, or that Shemitah, or anything else, any of the other agricultural mitzvahs. So why would I have a din? Why would I have a drasha that Dafka Bikurim doesn't apply in Chutz La'aretz? Says Tosos Yesh Mefarshim Mishum to Bikurim Iska Shul Basa B'Chalav. One might have thought to be Mechayiv Bikurim even in Chutz La'aretz because the Torah links the mitzvah of Bikurim with the Isra of Basa B'Chalav. Tichsiv Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, and then right away it says Lo Savash Al Gadi B'Chalev Imo Ube Mechilta Behedya Makish Lu, and the Mechilta actually does make a link between the two, between Bikurim and Basa B'Chalav. V'Sal Kedet Tichshi Yinog Enaf B'Chutz La'aretz Kama Basa B'Chalav, and therefore we would have thought that it's knowing in Chutz La'aretz just like Basa B'Chalav is knowing in Chutz La'aretz. That's answer number one of Tosos, that we would have thought that there's a counter drasha to tell me that it is knowing in Chutz La'aretz. That's why I need this drasha, tell me that it's not knowing in Chutz La'aretz. But then Tosos suggests a second answer. Ule Rashba Nira, Delo Chashivi Bikurim Mitzvah Tuliya Ba'aretz. Delo Dami L'Truma Meisur, V'Chala, Dehasam Guf HaPeros M'Chuyavim B'Truma. The tevel ninu vasurin ba'achila by truma by meiser by chala, it's a chiyuv in the peros themselves. The raya that it's a chiyuv in the peros themselves is that prior to doing these mitzvos, the produce is aser. It's tevel. You're not allowed to eat from it at all. So that's called the mitzvah tliya ba'aretz. Aval bikurim ein achiyuv tali b'peros ela ba'adam. But bikurim is a chovas hagavra. It's not a chovas haperos. Deina sarim ba'achila, and the raya is if you don't bring bikurim, the fruit is still mutter to eat. There's no din tevel on the peros. So you see, it's not a chiv that's chal on the peros. It's a chiv that's chal on the gavra. So that's why it's not called tali ba'aretz at all. And Tosus brings further rayas that it's not called the mitzvah tali ba'aretz. And then at the end of the Tosus points out, well, wait a second, if it's really a chovas haguf, shouldn't you have to go out of your way to do it? Meaning, what else is a chovas haguf? The mitzvah of matzah, for example, is a chovas haguf. So a person can't say, oh, it turns out that I don't have any matzah. What do you mean it turns out? Go buy matzahs. Go, you know, the kind of mesiris nefesh people had to in difficult times to be able to acquire matzahs. You have a chovas haguf. You have to go make sure you get it. Ah, I don't have mar. No, so get mar. I don't have dal and minim. So get Dalit Minim. So if it's a chovas haguf, how can we just say, ah, I don't own any land, so I don't bring bikurim. So buy some land, so you can be maybe bikurim. If it's really a chovas haguf, so of course you should have to go out of your way to do it. So he says, Tos says there are two different types of chovas haguf. There are certain types of chovas haguf that are based on circumstance, that yes, it's a chovas haguf, but only when you are in the circumstance of chiyuv. And there are certain types of chovas haguf where you actually have to create the circumstance, where you have to go out of your way to be able to acquire it. So he says, this is in the former category. It's a chavas haguf that's based on circumstance. Where, in order to make a category, you have to have another example. You can't, right? You can't just make up a category and say, oh, it's the only one in that category. So where else do we have an example where the chiyuv is based on circumstance? Says Tosos, tzitzis, that there's no chiv tzitzis unless you have a beged of dalit kanfos. So meila, that's an example of chavas haguf. It's not a mitzvah tuliyah ba'aretz. It's not a chiv on the peros or anything. It's a chiv on the guf. It's your chiv to wear tzitzis, but it's only your chiv when you happen to have a beged of dalit kanfos. If you don't have a beged of dalit kanfos, it's not your chiv. It's a question of how great of an example that is, because the Gemara does say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset at us for not wearing a beggar of dalit kanfos, and a person is supposed to go out of his way to wear a beggar of dalit kanfos. So it's not a technical chiyuv, but it's still something that be done ritchel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry at us for other things. He's going to throw that on the list of our wrongdoings and punish us for that as well, for not going out of our way to wear a beggar of dalit kanfos. Do you have such a thing by bikurim? If a person didn't purchase land so that he can be maybe bikurim, I don't think we have such a thing that be done ritchel, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he's going to punish us for that as well. Okay, says the Gemara further. Okay, so granted, Asher Tavi Meretzcha may just be coming to be Mimah. might peros chutz la'aretz. And it could be that ein achinami. You don't own any land and you go and you buy peros in the supermarket, you're chayiv to bring bikurim. I but vaksiv admascha. The pasuk says admascha, so doesn't that imply that you have to own land? No, lumute admas akum. That only comes to exclude admas akum. That if a guy owns the land, you don't have to bring bikurim. But if these peros come from Jewish-owned land in Eretz Yisrael, then you do have to bring bikurim, even if you are not the Jew that happens to own that land. Vaksiv asher nasatali. What do you do? The pasuk says asher nasatali, which implies that you do have to be the person that owns that land in order to bring bikurim. Hashem Nesatali is talking about the peros, that Hashem, you gave me the money with which to buy these peros. I don't have to own the land, I just have to have had the wherewithal to be able to purchase the peros, and now I have to bring the bikurim. That is the shita of Shmuel in terms of understanding Rameir, that Rameir holds your mevi v'kori bikurim even though you don't own land at all. Says the Gemara, is that really Rameir's shita? Masav Rabba, Hakoni Ilan B'toch Shal Chavero, Mevi Ve'eno Korei Lefi Shalo Kona Karka. Divrei Rameir. You have explicitly in the Braisa. Rameir says, you know why? When you buy one tree, you don't have to be Mevi, you're Mevi the Bikurim, but you're not Korei the Parshas Bikurim, because you don't own any land. Divrei Rameir. So see very clearly that Rameir holds you do need to own land in order to be korei the mikra bikurim, in order to be korei the parshas of bikurim. So don't tell me that Rameir would hold that if I go to the fruit store, I go to the supermarket and I buy a couple of fruits, that I have to be mevi v'korei bikurim. No way that Rameir would hold such a thing. So tiyufta, the Gemara says ein achinami, that is a tiyufta on this great chiddush of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and we could just assume that the machlokes Tanakam and Rameir in our Mishnah parallels exactly the Machlokas Tanakama and Rameir in the Mishnah Meseches Bikurim, whether one is Mevi Vikari Bikurim. So Amalei Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim Rav Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Eliyakim says Rav Elazar. Now our whole assumption is that if you don't own the land, you're maybe the Bikurim, but you're not Korei. I bought the trees, but I didn't buy enough trees to actually own land. I only own the trees, so I bring the Bikurim. I'm just not Korei the Parshas HaBikurim. So he says, I don't understand. My time is Rameir B'Lenachon, my time is Rabbanu B'Shnei Ilanos. How do you explain logically why I should have a chiyuv to bring the Bikurim and not be maybe the Bikurim? According to the Chum, when I bought Shnei Ilanos, I don't own any karka. According to Rameir, when I bought one Ilan, I don't own any karka. So is there a chiyuv or is there not a chiyuv? If there's a chiyuv, I should have to be maybe vikore, and if there's no chiyuv, I shouldn't have to be maybe at all. Where do you get this idea of maybe ve'eno kore? So Amar lo, Dover Sharishonim lo Amru Botam, Tishali Beis HaMedrash Kedei Levaisheni. He got upset at the question. Something that the Rishonim didn't explain. Why would you be asking me a question like that? He assumed that the only reason you would ask a question like that is because you're trying to embarrass me. That because the Rishonim didn't explain, and you're asking a question in order to try to embarrass me. I don't know why he works with that assumption. I didn't see anything on it in terms of why he assumes that they were trying to embarrass him. Maybe they stopped, wanted to know. But I guess he assumed that these things have to come b'mesorah, similar to what the Gemara in Sukkah says, what is it in Daf Chav Ches, that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai lo amar davar shloshamim pi rabo, that he never said anything that he didn't have a mesorah for, that he was very, very loyal to a mesorah, that if you don't have a mesorah for what it is, so you could say a baich svara, but that's all it is. You're just shooting from the hip, you're not really saying anything. So that, what do you want me to do? Make something up. So amar rabo, my kush, he says, I don't understand what the big kasha is over here. It's not so far-fetched that we could assume that someone would suggest to be mevi ve'eno korei dilma rameir be'ilan echad svuke misafkalei rabban b'shnei ilanos svuke misafkalehu. It makes plenty of sense. What if you have a suffik whether you chayev to bring bikurim or not? So what do? You play it safe. How do you play it safe? Do the mitzvah, be mevi the bikurim, but don't read the parshas bikurim, because you don't want to be saying something that's not correct. So that could very well be exactly why we would hold mevi ve'eno korei. But frak the Gemara, if it's really a suffik, how do you handle Safek Bikurim? Doesn't that create a whole bunch of other problems? Umimis Safkale? Is Rameir really Mesupak whether you're Chayiv to bring, whether you own Karka when you buy one tree? Vakatani Lefi Shalo Karna Karka Div Rameir. The Brisa that we just quoted on the bottom of Amud Aleph said that according to Rameir, when you buy one tree, the reason you're Mevi Ve'ino Kore is because you're not Kone Karka. Sounds pretty absolute. That not that he's Mesupak, do you own Karka, do you not own Karka? No, when you bought only one tree, you don't own Karka. Says the Gemara, Ema Shema Lo Kone Karka. You need to change one word in the Braisa. Not Lefi, but Shema, because maybe you don't own Karka. Rameir is not sure. And therefore, according to the Rabbanan, if you buy Shnei Ilanos, maybe you do, maybe you don't. They're not sure whether you own Karka. According to Rameir, when you buy Ilan Echad, maybe you do, maybe you don't own Karka. So what do you do in a situation of maybe? Well, it depends what the halacha we're talking about is. If I bought two trees from you, let's say according to the Chamin, I bought two trees from you, and we never specified anything about Karka, so the Chachamim aren't sure. Was I Kona Karka? Was I not? So what do? Hamotzi mechaver, olaf araya. You get to keep your karka until I can prove that I purchased karka. Ooh, but when it comes to a mitzvah of bikurim and fruits start growing on my trees, well, then I'm dealing with a suffik iser, suffik daraisa l'chumra. I have a suffik whether I have a mitzvah daraisa of bringing bikurim, so now I have to go and I have to bring the bikurim. As far as the dine mamonis, I can't take your karka from you because I'm motzi mechaver olaf araya. That's how we handle sveikos. And according to our mayor, the same would be true if I bought one tree in your property. But the Gemara says, but shouldn't we have to be concerned that maybe it's not bikurim, meaning maybe I don't own karka and therefore these fruits aren't bikurim at all? So by bringing these fruits into the azara, I'm bringing chulin into the azara, as the Rashbam points out. You're allowed to shecht your own animals for stam, for basar taiva, as long as you're not in the azara. But if you're going to bring a regular chulin animal into the azara, that's a problem. So from that pasuk we learn that any chulin ba'azara is asr. Inami midraban and dilmi ika dechazi le dinoig ben minach chulin kedinan v'savar kachim hein hal vaisinu bazar vasil zuzul bekachim. And then Rashbam suggests a second reason why chulin bazar is problematic. One is daraisa. It's from the pasuk that just like you're not allowed to shecht an animal of chulin in the azara, so too you're not allowed to bring any chulin into the azara. But then the Rashbam says, no, maybe that din daraisa is only about shechting chulin in the azara, but maybe bringing chulin into the azara is only a din midrabanan. That what's going to happen if I start bringing things into the azara? People are going to assume that it's kachim. So people are going to assume that it has all the restrictions of kachim, and then they're going to come to be mezalzel in kachim because they're going to see the way I'm treating this item, which is really chulin. It's not really kachim, but they're going to think it's kachim because I brought it into the azara, and they're going to start treating all kachim in the exact same way. So as a din midrabanan, we're not allowed to bring chulin into the azara. Tosus points out that the Isra of Chulin HaAzara has to be somewhat limited. It can't be that anything that's not Kachim is just not allowed into the Azara. I mean, what would the halacha be if I bring my cell phone into the Azara? Is that a violation of Chulin? Okay, not respectful, you shouldn't do it. Is that a violation of Chulin HaAzara? What if I wear a tie into the Azara? So it's my tie, it's Chulin, right? It's not Kodesh. So is that a violation of Chulin HaAzara? Tosus says, hard to imagine that if you go with clothing into the Azara, that's a violation of Chulin Bazara. The Kohen didn't change into his Big Day Kuna, it's a violation of Chulin Bazara. Or Yisrael doesn't have Big Day Kuna and just goes in with his clothing, it's a violation of Chulin Bazara. Now there's got to be some limit on what's Chulin Bazara. So Tos writes, B'kol makom sheish ke'ein hakrava ki hacha, that it's only when there's something that's like a hakrava, there's some sort of service being done, that's when it's considered Chulin Bazara. Over here, this hagasha, tenufa, something of that nature. However, Tos writes in the first skinny line, "Avol davar she'enosin ba'akrava klal, ba'hu ein shayich yisrach naschulim ba'azara, dimkein le'yilvash koin b'gdei chol v'yichnas ba'azara, v'gam Yisrael lo'yikonis ba'azara." Because then Yisrael will never be allowed into the Azara because he's wearing clothing. A koin would never be allowed without his b'gdei kohen into the Azara. That can't be. That would not be a violation of chulin Azara. But dafka over here, by Peros Bikurim, you do something with the Peros Bikurim. You do a hanaf of the Peros, a hagash of the Peros. It's something that resembles an Avoda. So that's what the Gemara is asking. How can you say, I'm not sure if these Peros are Bikurim or not? You know what? I'll bring them. What do you mean? That's not being Machmir. That's being Makel on the Yisra of Chulin Ba'azara. So answers the Gemara, Demaktish Lehu. Now, here's how you play it safe. I'm not sure if they're Bikurim. If they are Bikurim, I'm allowed to bring them into the Azara. If they're not, I'm being makdish them al tanai. That al tanai, if they are not bikurim, then I am hereby declaring them to be kadosh. Ooh, so if I'm makdish them al tanai, so then it's not chulin in the azara at all. It's actually perus of hegdish. In fact, the gemara v'abayi michlinu. Problem is, bikurim, the kohanim have to eat them. How can the kohanim eat perus of hegdish? They are now mammon of the base of mikdash. Aren't the kohanim violating me'ila if they eat perus of hegdish? So deparaklu. The Kohanim, before they eat these peros, will have to redeem them for money. And that money will now belong to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's how you play it safe. But you have other problems. How do you play it safe if you're not sure if they're chayiv in bikurim or not? If they're chayiv in bikurim, so bikurim peros themselves are not chayiv in trumas and maestros. If they're not bikurim, there's no chayiv bikurim, so then they are chayiv in trumas and maestros. So what do? Do you take trumas and maestros from these peros? Sansa's Gemara, the mafreshlu. Yeah, you do take trumas and maestros from these peros. Yeah, but what do you do with that trumas and maestros? Bikurim have to be eaten by the Kohanim. Not all Trumas and Maestros go to Kohanim. Gemara says, well, let's play it out. Which Trumas and Maestros don't go to Kohanim? Bishlam Truma Gedola, Yavla the Kohen. Truma Gedola, yeah, it does. It goes to a Kohen. Maestro Sheni Nami, Yavla the Kohen. Maestro Sheni could be eaten by anybody, including a Kohen. So good, let the Kohen have the Maestro Sheni. Maestro Ani Nami, Yavla the Kohen Ani. Maestro Ani just has to go to a poor person. A Kohen could be poor. Find a poor Kohen and give it to a Kohen. Ela Maiser Rishon de Levihu. Where we run into trouble is Maiser Rishon. Maiser Rishon is supposed to go to a Levi and not a Kohen. Bikurim has to go to a Kohen. So what do you do when you're not sure whether this is Bikurim or it's Maiser Rishon? So Leman Yavle, who are you going to give it to? Answers the Gemara, to Yavle the Kohen, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. You give it to a Kohen along the lines of the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Ditanya, Truma Gedola the Kohen. Truma Gedola obviously goes to a Kohen. Maaser Rishon the Levi, Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one that holds Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Maaser Rishon af le Kohen. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah holds Maaser Rishon can be given even to a Kohen, or perhaps Dafka to a Kohen. It's a Machlokas Rashbam and Tosos. There was a Takanas Ezra when the Jewish people partially came back with the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash after Galus Bavel, so a lot of people didn't come back. So Ezra made a Knas on the Levim who didn't come back, that they're no longer going to receive Maaser Rishon. Now Maaser Rishon is now going to go to the Kohanim as well, because the Kohanim came, the Levim didn't come. So the question is, what exactly happened with that Knas that Ezra made? Is it that Ezra, that previously you could give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen or a Levi, and then Ezra made a Takana, no longer to a Levi, now only to a Kohen? Or no, was it previously that you dafka had to give it to a Levi? Then Ezra came along and said, we're going to punish the Levim. You now have the right to give it to a Kohen as well. So that's Machlokas Rashbam and Tosfos over here. Are we talking about Kodem Takanas Ezra, before the Knas of Ezra, or after the Knas of Ezra? But either way, we're talking at a point where you're able to give the Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. So don't worry. All of the Bikurim, any suffix that you have about this Bikurim, even if it's not Bikurim and it's Chayv and Trumas and Maaser, all of the Trumas and Maaser can be given to a Kohen, so you could play it safe in terms of the Sfeikos. Frak the Gemara, Vidilma Bikurim Ninhu, Ubo Kriya. Yeah, but you're going to be maybe ve'eno kore because it's a suffix, so you're not going to be kore the parsh bikurim. But what if it is bikurim? Doesn't it require kriya? Don't you need to do the mikra bikurim? Answers the Gemara, kriya lo ma'akeves. The mikra bikurim is not ma'akev, the mitzvah bikurim. You could still be mekayim, the mitzvah of havas bikurim, even without doing the mikra bikurim. velo, it's not ma'akev. Are you sure about that? Doesn't Rabbi Zera teach us a rule that whenever you have a mitzvah that's supposed to be done with all the bells and whistles, it's true, if you don't do all the bells and whistles, you still get the mitzvah. You could still be mekayim the mitzvah, but that's only if you're able to do all of the details, if you're able to do all of the Yidurim. But if you're not even able to do all of the Yidurim, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah whatsoever. So just like Rabbi Zera says it with regard to bila of a karban mincha, the mixing of the oil together with the flour of the karban mincha, where ideally you'd want to mix it all together. If you don't mix it all together, you're still mekayim the mitzvah of bringing the karban mincha. But if you're not even able to, the ratios are off of the flour and the oil, you're not even able to mix it together, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. So we should say the same thing over here. Yeah, it's one thing if you happen to not be korei the mikra bikurim, so you're mekayim the mitzvah of avas bikurim. But if you're not even able to, because you're not even sure if this is bikurim, then you should not be mekayim the mitzvah. As the Gemara, da avaduk Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, damar batzun v'shigrim biat shliach, if you send them with a shliach and the shliach dies, and then another shliach to bring the bikurim, the halacha would be that it's mevi ve'eno kare. So you just work it out in such a way. You make it that even l'chachila, it would not be mevi ve'kare. So Bez Hashem, I guess at least in the middle of a line over there, we'll pick up tomorrow from that line. There's a fascinating Rashbam over here about kolorei lebila as well. But okay, you'll pick up from there. A good night.